Everybody, Ryan Ballinger here with you today. Alex Witkoff joins us. He is the co-CEO of Witkoff Group, and he is one of the partner groups in this new development we're going to talk about today with PPG Development called the Shell Bay Club. So, Alex, first, thank you for being with us. Second, can you give our listeners an idea of the genesis of this project and what makes it quite unique given the real estate world that we're in right now, given where this is located in the Miami area and the amenities that you have coming as part of this project?
Sure. Thanks, Ryan, for having me. So we're big golf players in our family. We have been for decades. It's a sport we're very passionate about. So when we were looking, when we moved down to Miami, what we realized is just given the lack of land in the market, given it's land constrained in Florida and surrounded by water, in South Florida, it's very difficult to find 120 plus acres that you need to build a golf, you know, centered community. And what this is much beyond that. It's 150 acres, the first new golf course in Miami in the past 25 years. We partnered with golf icon Greg Norman to design and concept an amazing course, everything from sand capping to state-of-the-art irrigation. So when it rains, you can play shortly thereafter, to perimeter landscaping it, to making it 7,300 yards with a 9-hole par 3, and what I view as the best, one of the best technology centers for golf to practice in. In addition to it, it's much beyond golf. It's a premier tennis center with 7 tennis courts with all 4 Grand Slam surfaces, including one of the few red clay tennis courts, one of the few grass tennis courts that we worked with All England Club out of London. And in addition, we're partnering with Auberge to do a branded residences that will open in a few years. That's quite exciting as well. That will have all the services of a 5-star luxury Auberge resort, including in-room housekeeping, concierge, and room service. So it's quite an exciting venture.
Kind of one of the headlines, Alex, that come from finding out the early stages about Shell Bay is the $1 million initiation fee, which the luxury market has changed pretty dramatically, I feel like, in the pandemic, but that there is that market out there, and it kind of helps create the atmosphere that you're looking to create in terms of being a total refuge from the world, right?
Yes. So when us and PPG went out to do this, I think what's so exciting about this is the people who want the very best, right? We're creating something that, frankly, I don't believe can be created again in this market, because, you know, I don't know where else you can find this amount of land to do something of this quality. And I mean, every little detail we designed toward the highest end of the market, including, as I mentioned earlier, the way we irrigated it, the way we, you know, put over 5,000 new trees on the property, to the way we extended it to be over 7,300 yards, to the quality of the coral stone and the woods we put into the project. So this is for the most discerning, person who wants, enthusiast, life enthusiast, who wants to live their best life and wants the very, very best. And probably something that, it's definitely something that doesn't currently exist in the market. There's nothing else quite like this with this breadth of amenities and the entire South Florida market that, you know, anything I can think of. And I don't think it can readily be created again, just given the amount of land you need to do it.
From where are you drawing or have drawn the most interest from members? Are these folks who are South Florida based? Are they folks who are based in different parts of the country and can easily get to South Florida, obviously with the kind of bankroll that they have to be able to be a member in the first place? Getting to South Florida is not going to be a tricky proposition for them. So where are you drawing your most interest at this stage of things?
Sure. So, you know, our demand base is quite diverse. Obviously, there's quite a bit of people who live in the Miami region, including people on Surfside and Miami Beach, like North Bay Road and all the premier areas. We're drawing from other areas of South Florida for people who just can't find anything that replicates the quality of lifestyle and experience here. So people coming down from Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and other Boca and other areas in South Florida. We're finding quite a bit of New Yorkers who are beginning to spend time here. people from Chicago. You know, there's quite a bit of Chicago people moving down to the South Florida region and the Miami region. We're finding people from California, and we're also finding people internationally. So I think the also exciting component of this project is the level of professional athletes you see training here every day. Everyone from Bob Bryan, from the Hall of Fame tennis player who's intimately involved with running our tennis program, to our head of tennis instruction, Jesse Levine, who was a former top 60 player. So you get ATP level instruction. From the golf perspective, you know, obviously this was designed by Hall of Famer Greg Norman, but you have people involved such as Bubba Watson and Ian Poulter and Henrik Stenson. So world-renowned golfers who are practicing here because of the quality of the course and the instruction and the training facilities. So, you know, we're drawing from quite a bit of diverse pools of everyone who wants to live their best life and being able to train like a professional athlete.
I assume, and I don't know if this is a fair assumption, you're going to have a fairly intimate size of membership in the end. This is obviously not for everybody, but it's also even within the tier of people that could be a part of this club, not for everybody. Can you kind of give a sense of what your ideal membership is going to look like in the end?
Well, we're already toward that point. We've had a tremendous amount of demand. We have, you know, quite a bit of members, and we have quite a long wait list of people looking to join. So we're looking to keep this to be a smaller membership. We don't want to overcrowd the course and make it very difficult to get on the course and get a tennis court. The luxury in our view is being able to access things readily, whether it's play golf, you know, as you know, at any time you choose, book a tennis court, book a lesson with one of our amazing golf instructors like Michael Hunt, or tennis instruction with Jesse Levine, or go on our four pickleball courts or two paddle courts. And you can even, what's amazing about here, you can even pull up at our 48 Slip Marina. So luxury certainly in being able to access things readily, not in having something that's overcrowded or overbooked like many of the other clubs currently in the market. And given our club is newer and it hasn't existed for, you know, 50 or 100 years, we're able to curate a membership of people who share a similar psychographic and share a desire to, you know, join the very best and live their best life.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, and you touched on it just a second ago, of culture in a club, culture in this type, you know, any kind of small group setting like this, relatively small group setting, is really important, I think. And what kind of culture do you hope to cultivate at Shell Bay?
Sure. So, look, I think it's very important for us to have a kind of cohesive membership, very exclusive membership, but people who, you know, all view the world similarly, right? People who share a desire to have the best experiences, whether it's from golf to culinary to tennis. And given we don't have any of the prior rules or people from, you know, a club from 100 years ago or 50 years ago that's now very much evolved over the past bunch of years, we can really set things from the beginning to what they should be today, not what they were 40 years ago. And that's even involved with our food programming. Everything's novel in what we're doing. So we brought on Chef Julian, who used to be at Annabelle's in London, and before that was at Bill Bouquet in New York City. So our food is not like your typical club. It's, you know, in our view, similar to the best restaurants in New York, London, or Paris. So it's all people who share that psychographic to have the very best. And I think that's what we're providing.
Well, Alex, thank you for taking some time with us. I appreciate it. The Shell Bay sounds truly incredible. It sounds like a great opportunity for folks who are already members to take advantage of some of the most amazing golf, racket sports. You mentioned the marina, sounds wonderful. For folks that might be interested in learning more, where can they learn more, or how can they get a hold of Wyckoff Group and PPG to find out more?
Sure. So, currently, you know, golf memberships by invitation only. For a residential program, you can visit our website, shellbayresidences.com, and you can inquire on information. We're quite selective on our process, but you can always reach out through our website on our residences. And Ryan, we appreciate the time. We're big fans of Golf News Net. We listen to it a lot, and appreciate the time to be on with you today.